live from the List Track Recording Studio. This is Email Marketing Today. Here are your hosts, Ross, Matt, and Brent.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 13 of Email Marketing Today. I'm Brent Schroyer, and we actually have a pretty full studio here today, Ross, don't we?
It is hot in here in the studio today.
We have the List Track account managers in the studio with us today. Hey, account managers, all right! So we really thought today we'd just kind of take some time, get to know our account managers, and kind of listen in on some of the things that are going on, some of the strategies that they're attacking on a day-to-day basis here.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a bunch of them here. One of the things that we've been talking about a lot over the past couple of weeks are engagement, and not the process of what you do before you get married, but rather engagement with your subscribers on your email campaigns. And one of the engagement metrics that we've been looking at, or sort of the engagement things that we've been looking at, is cart abandonment. Carrie Pallas is here with us. She's been doing a lot of research in terms of abandoned carts. And Carrie, how many carts are we looking to abandon? How many carts is the team looking to abandon?
Our goal is 300.
So 300 abandoned carts. We've got like 100 or so far?
We are well past one-third of the way there.
Oh,
and
perfect.
I believe
in less
today,
than a month. Just like to add that, Brandon.
And I believe that today was the first day we had a failure where the cart actually wasn't abandoned and one of us closed the sale. And yes, that was me. But just to fill everyone in here a little bit, we have deployed some abandoned cart emails recently, and we thought that it would be more interesting for us to look globally across the board and see how quickly or not people reach back out to you when you abandon a cart. So the account management team has been working. We have been abandoning carts as quickly as we possibly can across several channels of retail online, and we're running out of store suggestions. So if you have an online store, send us an email and we'll shop and abandon a cart.
What kind of ranges are you finding as far as the time frames there?
Very interesting. In fact, it's surprising that some of them are reaching back to us within 2 hours, but some of them are reaching back to us within a week. And many of them are not reaching back to us at all. And what's interesting there is there's a huge potential to build your business with people who are abandoning shopping carts.
If I can jump in real quick, I think
it's Miss Karen Nuss. On the mic.
Welcome back to the podcast.
That's
Karen.
Right.
Thanks, Ross. One other thing to note about the emails that we've been receiving back is we haven't been receiving a lot of offers with our abandoned cart emails, which I find very interesting. The subject line and the creative is great, but no offer of free shipping or percentage off the total items in your cart.
We did recently deploy an abandoned cart email for one of our clients, Movies Unlimited, and they included an offer. They were intelligent with the email that they sent out. The presentation was creative. There was a clear call to action. They included a free shipping offer, and they made it a limited time offer with the hope there that they would drive people to close the sale sooner rather than later. We do actually collect statistics for this client for 31 days, so we're still collecting. But I can tell you that right now for that email, the conversion rate is 7.34%. And year-to-date average for that client, their conversion rate on an email is 5.04%. So we are seeing a higher rate of conversions with those more relevant emails that we sent out through the abandoned cart email.
In some of the research that you guys are doing, what kind of percentage are you seeing as far as actual products in that email? Like, are the emails coming back actually stating what products are abandoned in the cart, or are they more generic? What are you kind of seeing in your research?
I'm seeing kind of a 50-50 split there. Half of the emails I've received back are presenting the products back to me in the email, and the other half is a very generic email that just says, you know, you forgot about your shopping cart with none of the products presented back to me.
There's an additional trend there where I'm also noticing a button, click here to see what you left in your cart. And when we do get our 300 carts abandoned, our mathematical genius, Brandon Brophy, is going to run the numbers.
Perfect 800 on his math SAT, by the way.
So he'll be able to give us some serious data, and we'll track some trends there.
Rochester Institute of Technology grad. Is there a mascot at RIT?
We are the RIT Tigers.
The Tigers.
So, yes, Richie was our tiger.
And he was in the dorm with you, Brophy?
I wasn't a dorm boy, luckily.
Okay.
because RIT was kind of boring when it came to the dorms, bunch of kids sitting around staring at computers all day long.
Now, as far as going back to the offers, I wonder if that has to do with sort of thinking along the lines that in a Pavlonian and Pavlov's dog, where what happened? He flipped the light on and the dog got a biscuit or something like that, that marketers don't want to train their recipients, add something to the cart, wait 2 hours, and then get a 20% off coupon. So I'm wondering how much, you know, that goes into it. But
I mean, just to intercede there, if anybody who caught our webinar the other day, one of Tim Ash's great points was learn from your customers. Don't teach them. Don't educate them on how to use your system. You should be learning from their actions. So to that point, Russ, I know the Pavlov's theory shouldn't make sense. It might, but it shouldn't.
Well, I know, you know, there's lots of stuff out on the web on how to get deals. You know, I know a bunch of the guys here go to slickdeals.net to find different deals. I think there's even a website out there, Confessions of a Dell Salesperson or something like that, where there's all sorts of ways to sort of game the system and to game different systems. So I'm wondering if the lack of offers has to do with a hesitation to have their systems gamed. But I will say that we know that more relevant campaigns are better than less relevant campaigns. So showing the products that they put in the cart makes, I think, a lot more sense than just saying, don't forget about your cart, from, you know, from my perspective.
And something else I ran into when I was abandoning a couple carts is the thought process of, one of the times I had to log in and create an account before I could get to the actual shopping cart. And as soon as I did that and put my items in and said checkout, it took me to a shipping screen, which is where I canceled my order effectively by closing the browser. So a smart thing from that marketer's perspective would be to actually monitor where I left, send me a targeted email saying, hey, we noticed you kicked off our site when you saw shipping. Was that a problem? Here's free shipping. So just, you know, one more addition to that level of how you could be smart and really try and get to the root cause of why they didn't buy in the first place or convert.
Another interesting thing I noticed as I was abandoning my carts, signing up for accounts and receiving welcome emails, many of the retailers' emails I received were not properly authenticated, which is, as we all know, a big no-no in the email world.
Interesting.
And I believe Matt Elliott, our director of client services, sent out a statistic the other day that said 45% of all retailers are not properly authenticated.
Now, I'm wondering if their cart abandoned messages weren't authenticated, but their broadcast emails are authenticated. Is that kind of what you're talking about, Karen?
I think the statistic was kind of an overview of all retailer marketing messages. I'm not signed up on many of their lists, but the abandonment emails and the welcome emails were not authenticated.
You could definitely see that happening because so many times you have a split between your marketing messages and your transactional messages where your tech leads kind of take over there and they're not maybe not as informed with authentication practices. I could definitely see that easily being a split between the marketing and transactional.
Yeah, so that's a great technical takeaway. And it could also be split between the different teams. So perhaps the e-commerce vendor is doing the abandoned cart message or messaging. So good catch, Karen. The other thing that I was thinking about earlier today was that abandoned carts just aren't for carts, but it could be for other things. Like I was thinking about they just opened up a new sort of express convenience store here in Lancaster. And it's giant food store now has a convenience store. So if you buy gas at their convenience store, you can save money at the grocery store. And I thought about the process of signing up for one of their cards online. And it's just an idea. But you could also do an abandoned process for signing up for loyalty cards or signing up for insurance or any other types of things where it's sort of field after field, form after form, where you have to fill out. So I guess the takeaway here is not to myopically think that, engagement or cart abandonment is just for, you know, for people that are, you know, selling things, click to buy types of stuff. But it could be really any process that you're trying to get people to go through.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to do a full audit on your site, you know, top to bottom audit on events, pretty much any event that can take place where someone can leave in the middle of a process, kind of look at each form submission that you have, each area that you have someone actually going through step by step, and audit that and figure out where you can plug in an event that you can trigger, use a trigger-based message.
There's a lot of reasons why it's great to reach back to people who stop a process online on your website, whether it's abandoning a cart or stopping in the middle of completing a process, as Ross was referring to. Many times people are interrupted when they're working on their computers, and when they go back to the screen, for some reason, they click a different tab and they start somewhere else, or a different project takes precedence. So I think it is definitely okay to reach back out to these people with a gentle reminder.
As a consumer with an 8-month-old at home, I will attest to a lot of
interruptions.
Absolutely.
It would also be interesting to see, with the onset of the iPhone and the ability to shop via a mobile browser, what kind of cart abandonment there is using a phone.
Can you detect if they had to take a call during the shopping process, Karen? I'm a BlackBerry user.
That I do not know, Ross.
Some sort of a cookie that could be dropped.
But, you know, I would be willing to give that a shot. I can shop online, and one of you give me a call. We'll coordinate this later, and we can report back.
In fact, if you call Carrie, she's probably shopping online.
Shoes, too. Probably four shoes, right, Carrie?
A more fashionable email marketer you will be hard-pressed to find.
I do love how Carrie tends to work shoes into her blog posts. Shopping for shoes. I have noticed that trend, Carrie.
It's a fault. Well, since we're talking about shopping, and this is not a shoe client. Let me just point that out, Ross. This is actually a client that sells movies online. This is Movies Unlimited. And part of what I do is I work with them to improve their engagement statistics. And earlier this month, we released or deployed an engagement campaign for clients. We were reaching out specifically to an audience of people who had spent $50 or more during the past 12 months. We crafted a very nice email together with a clear call to action and a strong offer. We offered an additional 10% savings if they made a purchase. And we are still collecting statistics on that email, but I can tell you that right now we're seeing a conversion rate of 12.5% on that email. And again, for this particular client, year to date, this year for 2009, their average conversion rate is 5.4%.
That's pretty crazy, Carrie. Just to stop you real quick, though, what made you pick 12 months? What made you pick 10%?
I unfortunately didn't get to pick those things. Those were client-driven initiatives for the email. And when you are reaching out to past purchasers, I think that the shorter time frame that you can reach out to them, the better. And the more specific you can get with your audience, the better. We did use personalization in this email. We tried to make it as relevant to the individuals as possible. It's always important, if you're going to use personalization, to remember to set a great default value so that in situations where you don't have a first name, some sort of a suitable greeting is in there. So I'm not sure why we had such a great response, because 10% isn't the strongest offer that's out there on the market today. But these are people who have previously purchased from this company. So there's already an existing relationship. There's an established level of trust to shop online with them. And here's the 1-2 punch. They probably already have an account set up with you, so checking out is quick and painless.
That's good stuff. I was just sort of asking you, as they say in court, leading the witness. I will admit I was guilty to that. I was making you get to that point that it's going to be different and you got to know your customers. They knew that they would react that way. So it was a good choice to go down that road.
Anything in the pipeline there kind of for the next step as far as going to the next level of segmentation, kind of based on that past purchase history, you know, based on if they purchased a horror movie or adventure or anything like that, and doing more segmentation for any future emails there?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you ask that today, because we just deployed an email today specifically to people who purchased movies in the past 12 months that had a release date between 1930 and 1959, which would be considered the golden era of movies.
And that's really what Movies Unlimited, the company themselves, they're really known for those classic movies. So
yes.
It's a real prime target for them.
Right. So their messaging is right online with their brand, but we're reaching out to a very specific segment of their audience with messaging. And again, in a market like we have today, it's very smart to reach out to those past purchasers because the trust is already there. The account may already be set up. And if you put a nice offer in the email, you could be more likely than not to close a sale.
The other thing that we're looking at, Brent, is using behavioral data in terms of creating collaborative filters or using collective intelligence algorithms to understand what products a person has purchased as it relates to what products other people have purchased and then making recommendations based upon that.
Oh, great.
So really looking at getting more relevant or increasing the ROI of relevancy, as Dave Daniels likes to put it, in terms and driving that ROI by impressing relevant products. And I think that would be appropriate for really any e-retailer that's got people who bought this also bought that types of things. There's surely things that you need to take into account, like a potential gift or you know, that sort of thing. But that's the next thing that this group's going to be working on.
I know we've seen some real success with that in the past with Discount Beauty Center, another client with beauty products and
yeah.
based on past purchase brand and department.
Yeah, and this is taking it even further in that with the Discount Beauty Center case study, DBC picked the products
that they featured. Right.
You know, so it was really based on the brand manager saying, okay, here are the best Avita products that we're going to serve up. In this case, you're really giving, you know, for lack of a better term, power to the people. And you're looking at really the sort of the wisdom of the crowd that is finding these products or finding these movies. Really, I think the jewel is going to be if we can find a way to pick sort of the obscure movie or the outlier type of thing. You know, everybody knows that Fletch and Caddyshack go together. You know, it's going to be finding that sort of obscure Chevy Chase movie that is just as good that people, you know, don't know about that you can drive that purchase.
So thanks everyone for joining us in the studio here today. I think we went over some great current topics.
Yeah, absolutely. Good time was had by all.
One thing wanted to mention, actually a couple things here as far as news items. We had a great webinar just the other day, Avoiding the 7 Deadly Sins of Landing Page Design with Tim Ash. It was a great webinar. If you know, looking at your landing pages and the things that you can do to boost the conversions and simple 7 sins that Tim went over. I think he made some great points.
Yeah, I was able to listen in on the webinar, and it was really good. So for anybody listening in on this podcast, if you have anything to do with, you know, not only landing page design, but if you're at all involved in your website and even your email marketing, he didn't specifically touch on a whole lot of email marketing stuff, but there's relevancy there to how you're designing your email campaigns.
And we also have a webinar series actually coming up here with Stefan Tornquist of Marketing Sherpa. That is Building Better Email Campaigns. And it's actually a 3-part series, May 6th, May 20th, and June 3rd.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Our first foray with the Marketing Sherpa guys in the like an interactive media type of thing.
That's right. And Stefan does, you know, he does a lot of the keynotes for a lot of the Marketing Sherpa events. And he usually has some great relevant info.
We're really looking forward to that. And we may max out on that one, so I would say register early for that because we have limited seats on our GoToMeeting account, which I think tops out at 1,000, and we've been getting 500 or so upwards. Megan is pointing upwards, so upwards of that. So you want to register early for that for those guys. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks everyone for joining us here today, and we will talk to you next week. Bye bye.